And finally, the Irish Green Building Council is meeting at the Mansion House in Dublin today. Our reporter Ethna Dodd is there. And Ethna, fill us in on what's going on.
That's right, Anya. Yeah, at the Mansion House today, I'm just seeing people setting up their stalls at the moment. We have a full day of experts ahead of us explaining how housing delivery can happen, all while keeping their climate targets in mind. Just to give you a sense of the scale of that challenge, the government has a target to deliver 303,000 new homes across Ireland between 2025 and 2030, with an average of over 50,000 homes per year targeted to be built here in Ireland between now and the end of the decade. At the same time, the government has also committed to a 51% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. So how can the twin issues of increasing housing supply while reducing emissions be achieved? Well, earlier I spoke with Banva McCann, architect at Henry J. Lyons, on what architects like her are doing to increase the country's housing stock in a more sustainable way.
So when we design homes specifically, we are looking at adaptability and how those buildings can adapt for future uses and how families grow or residents age. And then in terms of how we construct at the moment, there are kind of a number of ways that we're looking at that reduce waste. Using modular bathrooms, it helps to reduce the waste during manufacturing and on-site. Reuse of existing materials. So we would kind of carry out pre-demolition surveys on sites where there are existing buildings to see what can we reuse. Then in terms of materials, again, minimizing waste is about kind of standardizing sizes as much as possible, specifying recycled materials where we can, or reused materials where we can. That can be quite challenging when you're building at scale with current standards and regulations and finding products that have the correct warranties, trying to find a way to kind of address a kind of quite radical shift in how we build.
The other way to increase Ireland's housing supply is to optimise existing building stock. I asked Labour Councillor Alison Gilliland, chairperson of the Dublin City Council Strategic Policy Committee on Housing, and Paul Johnston, civil engineer at Waterford City and County Council, what projects their respective councils are working on to boost housing supplies on properties they already own.
Well, Dublin City Council set up an adaptive reuse unit about 2.5 years ago to look at vacant properties. 30 buildings identified, offices, a former shop, some sort of two-storey, three-storey buildings, for example, one in Bolton Street. And at the moment, there's one with design procured and there's going to be 15 apartments.
It's almost 10 years ago now that in Waterford we first started to look at vacant property as a source of housing supply. I suppose from that we have emerged as a national leader in the in particular the repair and lease scheme and also the buy and renew and other various other adaptive reuse schemes. We have in total all told over 1400 units either delivered or in progress of being delivered. Waterford is unique, I suppose, in that we have Waterford City, which is quite a centre population, and the remainder of the county is quite rural in a large part. So we've done everything from single one-off rural houses to multi-unit development, adaptive reuse. The biggest project we've done would have been a 70-unit conversion of a former convent into an age-friendly development.
I'm joined now by the Chief Executive of the Irish Green Building Council, Pat Barry. Pat, we know Ireland's utility infrastructure is a particular constraint in terms of where houses can be built right now. How can building sustainably address that issue?
Well, one of the ways we can address that, for example, is through building homes that are more water efficient. So if we can build homes that use 40% less water, then potentially we can build 40% more homes. So that's one way that we can increase capacity.
Another constraint then is, of course, labour. Is it hard to get workers for unsustainable buildings? Does it require them to have more training?
Well, we're constantly upskilling our workforce at the moment, but one way of doing it is through modern methods of construction, where we build most of the building off-site, and that enables more workers to come into the construction workforce. And we can also then start to use locally grown materials, such as Irish timber, even agri crops such as hemp, straw byproducts, and we can build low carbon MMC and boost farmers' incomes and the local rural economy.
But does it require more skills, more training to use those materials in building?
Yes, well, they are different skills, but if they're included in very high quality modern methods of construction, the skills required aren't as much because we're able to mechanise and use technology to achieve very high levels of quality.
Okay, thank you. Pat Barry, Chief Executive of the Irish Green Building Council, thank you for joining Morning Ireland here at the Mansion House today.